A Call to Labor in the Great Cities. St. Helena, California, June 22, 1910. During the night of February 27th, a representation on was given me in which the unworked cities were presented before me as a living reality, and I was plainly instructed that there should be a decided change from past methods of working. For months, the situation has been impressed on my mind, and I urged that companies be organized and diligently trained to labor in our important cities. These workers should labor two and two, and from time to time all should meet together to relate their experiences, to pray, and to plan how to reach the people quickly, and thus, if possible, redeem the time. This is no time to colonize. From city to city, the work is to be carried quickly. The light that has been placed under a bushel is to be taken out and placed on a candlestick, that it may give forth light to all that are in the house. Thousands of people in our cities are left in darkness, and Satan is well pleased with the delay. For this delay gives him opportunity to work in these fields with men of influence to further his plans. Can we now depend upon our men in positions of responsibility to act humbly and nobly their part? Let the watchmen arouse. Let no one continue to be indifferent to the situation. There should be a thorough awakening among the brethren and sisters in all our churches. For years, the work in the cities has been presented before me and has been urged upon our people. Instruction has been given to open new fields. There has sometimes been a jealous fear lest someone who wished to enter new fields should receive means from the people that they supposed was wanted for another work. Some, in responsible positions, have felt that nothing should be done without their personal knowledge and approval. Therefore, efficient workers have been sometimes delayed and hindered, and the carriage wheels of progress in entering new fields have been made to move heavily. In every large city, there should have been a strong force of workers laboring earnestly to warn the people. Had this been undertaken in humility and faith, Christ would have gone before the humble workers, and the salvation of God would have been revealed. Let companies now be quickly organized to go out two and two and labor in the Spirit of Christ, following his plans. Even though some Judas may introduce himself into the ranks of the workers, the Lord will care for the work. His angels will go before and prepare the way. Before this time, every large city should have heard the testing message, and thousands should have been brought to a knowledge of the truth. Wake up the churches. Take the light from under the bushel. Where are the men who will work and study and agonize in prayer as did Christ? We are not to confine our efforts to a few places. When they shall persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. Matthew 10, verse 23. Let Christ's plan be followed. He was ever watching for opportunities to engage in personal labor, ever ready to interest and draw men to a study of the Scriptures. He labored patiently for men who had not an intelligent knowledge of what is truth. While we are not awake to the situation, and while much time is consumed in planning how to reach perishing souls, Satan is busy devising and blocking the way. In view of the many neglected cities from one end of the United States to another, I am free to say that too much labor has been put forth in the plants in a few favored localities. Let not so large an expenditure of means and of time as has been devoted to Tacoma Park be given to other places, for it will be used as an evidence that we do not really believe that the end of all things is at hand. Satan knows how to make use of every inconsistency, and he will influence men to point at us and say, "They do not believe the things they teach." Oh, if I could but see the depth of experience coming to our people which they must have before they can enter heaven, then would I be filled with grateful thanksgiving to God. I speak to our people, ministers, physicians, and all who profess to believe the truth. A work of thorough conversion needs to be done. Walk in the footsteps of Christ Jesus. Why do we not take heed? The Lord has long waited for us as a people who know the truth, to make that truth known to all possible who will hear and be converted. I have faithfully written out the warnings that God has given me. They have been printed in books, yet I cannot forbear. I must write these same things over and over. I ask not to be relieved. As long as the Lord spares my life, I must continue to bear these earnest messages.